From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah buried a top military commander Friday after he was killed in an attack in Syria, where the group has deployed thousands of fighters. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin of Mustafa Badruddin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. The 55-year-old Badruddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. Without giving any specific time, Hezbollah said that Badruddin was killed in a big explosion targeting one of its bases near Damascus Airport. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the killing. A UN committee that monitors implementation of the Convention Against Torture has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. The committee called for a prompt, impartial, and effective investigation into these alleged killings. Saudi Arabia also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. The committee also called for a moratorium on the death penalty, noting its concern at Saudi Arabia's growing number of executions. Amnesty International reports Saudi authorities executed at least 158 people in 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Remember to look at our website at VOA News. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says closing the sole remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State-controlled territories is one of the top priorities of U.S.-led coalition forces. Speaking Friday in Colorado, Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping to prevent attacks and restricting foreign fighters' movements. Carter said fingerprints retrieved from IEDs and personal information gleaned from captured terrorists are added to a database known as the Biometrics-Enabled Watch List, available to all government departments and to U.S. allies. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials plan to execute raids in May and June to deport Central American mothers and children who immigrated to the U.S. illegally and have exhausted all legal recourse. The month-long series of raids are focused on hundreds of mothers and children who have already been notified they must leave the United States. The operation would also cover undocumented minors who entered the country without a guardian and have since turned 18 years old. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest commented on the plans.
The only people who are the targets of these operations are people who are subject to an order by an immigration court for removal. And people who have also, in addition to being subject to that order, have exhausted any potential claims that they have for humanitarian relief.
In a statement, ICE spokeswoman Jennifer Aliza said the Department of Homeland Security must enforce the law consistent with our enforcement priorities. The federal government told all U.S. public school districts on Friday transgender students must be allowed to use the bathrooms that match their chosen gender identity. The letter, signed by top officials of the Departments of Justice and Education, set guidelines for school leaders to ensure that no student is a victim of discrimination. Under the U.S. political system, many educational issues are decided at the state level of government and by local school districts that range widely in size. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick opposes the new guidelines.
But don't panic and don't be blackmailed and understand that as the state, we're just not going to accept 30 pieces of silver from Barack Obama.
Friday's directive follows the federal administration's legal action against North Carolina, charging that the state's so-called bathroom law violates U.S. laws against discrimination. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.